You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Again, Deuteronomy chapter 32.
在我们读9到12节之前, 我们先读第一节,
verse 9 through 12, but before that, we'll come to verse 1.
你知道这是已经120岁的摩西, 快要去见主之前, 他所做的歌,
Moses, he's 120 years old now. He knows he's going to be taken to be with the Lord, so he wrote the song.
跟 Brother Ernie 很像, 一个年长的仆人快要走了。
Just like Brother Ernie, our elderly brother who's about to depart now.
我说像他所说的, 我不是说他要走了。
In likeness of what he's sharing, not that he's gonna, you know, depart.
就像你们说, 伯弟兄要回paradise一样, 那个,
Just like
Brother Ernie 说他要回heaven,
saying,
你们知道他住的地方叫New Heaven。 知道吗? 所以是双光语的, 我是老死在戏骨的。
One's going to go back to paradise, one's going to go to New Haven, and I'm going to die in the Silicon Valley.
诸天啊,侧耳, 我要说话, 愿地也听我口中的言语。
Give ear, O heaven, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth.
我不晓得你们能不能够catch到这个120岁对神充满的认识, 这位神的仆人当他要走之前, 他要留下他的,
I don't know if you could catch the words of the, from a servant who's coming to the end of his days and these words that are coming out of his heart.
而底下他要说的话, 他要做的歌,
and the words that he's about to say and the song that he's writing is not just for the people that he can see.
这些话是为了世世代代神的儿女们。
He knows that these words are going to be for the generations to come.
甚至他负担重到一个地步, 他说天哪, 你们都要听, 地, 你们也要听。
The burden of his heart is so heavy that he would cry out and say, Oh heaven, you must hear what I'm saying. Earth, you must pay attention.
因为底下我要说的是旷世不改的一个属灵原则。
Because the things that I'm going to say are things that are steadfast throughout all time.
底下我们就读第9节到12节就好了。
So let's come to verse 9 through verse 12.
耶和华的份本是他的百姓, 他的产业本是雅各。 耶和华遇见他在旷野, 荒凉, 野兽, 吼叫之地, 就环绕他, 看顾他, 保护他, 如同保护眼中的瞳人, 又如鹰搅动巢窝, 在雏鹰以上, 2次3展, 接取雏鹰, 背在2翼之上, 这样, 独自引导, 并无外邦神, 与他同在。 12节, 我们再读一次。
Verse 12 again.
这样, 耶和华独自引导他, 并无外邦神, 与他同在。 我想我们读这段圣经的时候，我们会非常感动的一件事情。
And I know as we read this portion of scripture, we are all moved in the same way.
就是这么伟大的神。
This awesome God.
却是一位爱我们的神。
He is the one who loves us.
当我们在旷野、荒凉、野兽、吼叫之地。
And when we're in the wilderness and the howling wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得他这几句话在描写这个旷野的时候。 你会不会觉得跟我们人生的旅途非常像?
And as you use these words to kind of characterize their journey, do you begin to discover it's very similar to our life's journey?
旷野里面充满了危险。
That in the wilderness is full of dangers.
旷野里面充满了未知,
is full of the unknown.
旷野里面充满了荒凉,
and there is a desolation throughout the wilderness.
旷野里面我们孤单, 里面充满了恐惧,
and we are alone, we are in fear.
就在这样子的处境里面,
in the midst of all those things,
这位伟大的神, 宇宙的主宰, 亲自来遇见我们,
this awesome God, the author of the universe, he personally comes to meet us.
他环绕我们,
he surrounds us.
他看顾我们,
he looks after us.
然后他保护我们, 如同保护眼中的瞳人,
and then he would keep us as the apple of his own eye.
弟兄姊妹, 当仇敌来攻击我们的时候, 我们知道要防备,
and when the enemy comes to attack us, we know we need to protect ourselves and resist.
如果一个东西突然飞到我们眼前, 前的时候,弟兄姊妹,你知道眼睛是很敏锐的。
And it's amazing, when something's about to come into your eyes, the mechanisms are very amazing.
眼皮会立刻掉下来,关起来,要保护瞳人的。
Your eyelid shuts immediately to protect the pupil, the apple of your eye.
我这样打他一下,他还不会怎样。
He hits me and I don't do anything.
如果把他眼睛拔掉摸他，你看我要去摸他瞳仁的时候，他马上闪开了。
If he's going to try to touch the apple of my eyes, I'm not going to let him do it.
你看，我绝对不敢惹他麻烦。他本来要参加奥运举重的。
I lifted weights for some years ago. So brother, you won't mess with me.
所以我不会自讨没趣的去摸他眼中的瞳仁。
So I won't go and poke his pupil.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，这位神是爱我的神。
This God is the God who loves us.
有一首诗歌说是爱的神做我牧人。
There's a psalm that says, "The God who loves us is my shepherd."
他按着心中的纯正，手中的巧妙牧养我。
And according to the goodness of his heart and the marvel of his hands, he has shepherded me.
当我在旷野失迷的时候
，When I was lost in the wilderness.
当野兽吼叫，我在充满了危机的世代里面经过的时候
，When the beast roars against me and I walk through danger.
我的神亲自来。
The Lord my God, He has personally come to meet me.
寻找拯救世上的人，把我带回到羊圈。
He has found and searched those who are lost and brought me back to the fold.
他环绕我。
He encircled me.
他看顾照顾我。
He looked after me. He took care of me.
然后保护我，如同保护眼中的瞳仁。
And then He kept me.As the apple of the eye.
所以弟兄姊妹，在三十二章前面的时候，他说到这位神，他是我的父。
At the beginning of chapter 32, it says that this God is actually my father.
他真的是我慈爱的父亲。
He really is my loving father.
他是我生命的牧人。
He is my shepherd.
弟兄姊妹，这样子的神我们太喜欢了。
There's such a God, we love him, right?
这样子的神我们太喜欢他。
There's such a God, we adored him.
但是弟兄姊妹，第九节的神跟第十节的神是同一位神。
But brother and sister, the verse, the God that is described in verse 9 and verse 10 is the same God.
第十节的神是讲到那个老鹰却把鹰巢给掀翻了。
Verse 11 speaks of the fact that the eagle comes and stirs up the nest.
哦，那些小老鹰原来在悬崖峭壁，在山顶上的那个鸟窝里面，天天嘴巴张开，他妈妈爸爸就来喂它。
And you imagine these chicks, they're at the cliff on the nest. Every day, all they have to do is open their mouth and they're being fed.
他每天只要看到那个大鸟回来，嘴巴就张开了就好。
Every day they see this big bird come back, and they know they just open up their mouth.
我相信你们都看过那个照片，就是小鸟张开来，那个父母亲在那里喂它。
I think everybody seen that picture with the chicks will open up their mouth and their parents will just feed them automatically.
当风雨来的时候。那个鸟就张开翅膀，把它们保护在翅膀底下。
When the storm, the rain comes, the mother hovers over the nest and just covers them under its wings.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的创造，充满了爱，充满了这个美丽的故事。
This is God's creation, is an illustration of love and a wonderful story that He's trying to tell.
我们曾经请过徐华弟兄来我们中间传福音，他说他自己的哥哥家里面养了一只狼狗。
Brother 徐华 he came and shared the gospel one time.His older brother had a German shepherd.
有一天这个狼狗生了大概三只小狗还是四只小狗。
One day, the shepherd had a litter.
他们家都很高兴。
The whole family was very excited.
突然有一天夜里面起了狂那个大风暴哈，风雪来了。
One night, all of a sudden, a storm came.
他们早上起来就跑到后院去看那只狗。
So in the morning, they went to the backyard to see how the dog was.
发现那个母狗守在那个狗窝的门口已经变成一只冰狗了。
Discovered that the mother actually was blocking the entrance to the dog house, and she has frozen to death.
几只小狗都在后面好好的。
But the pups, they are all fine.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神就是这样子的保护我们。
Our God protects us the same way.
喂养我们，满足我们所有的需要。
He feeds us and satisfies all of our needs.
让我们在他的恩典，在他的慈爱中，我们不住的增长。
And in His grace and His love, we continue to grow.
正像以弗所书说的，他向我们的那个丰富的恩典，是用诸般智慧、聪明，充充足足的赐给我们。
Just as it said in Ephesians, with all manners of wisdom, that He's given us His blessings from above.
我们的生命就开始长大，长大，长大，长大。
And so our lives begin to grow and to grow and to grow.
我们有慈爱的天父。
We have a loving Father.
我们有为我们死，那么爱我们的耶稣。
We have Jesus who loves us and died for us.
我们有永远同在内住的圣灵做我们的生命和能力。
We have the indwelling Holy Spirit who will never leave us to be our life, to be our strength.
我们有神的话在我们的手中，成为我们天天的粮食，行路的亮光。
We have the word of God in our hands to be food for us each day and to be the light unto our feet.
神把我们放在他的家，放在教会里面，让我们在教会中被成全。
The Lord places us in His house so that we may be established here.
弟兄姊妹，每一个东西都是恩典，恩典，恩典。
Brothers and sisters, every one of these things, they are grace.
你晓得，有一天 这些小鸟突然一下觉得鹰巢怎么动起来了
Not to realize one day all of a sudden these chicks discover wait a second something is stirring
怎么爸爸妈妈把我们给掀出来了
Mom and dad is throwing us out of the nest
底下是悬崖峭壁底下是山谷水流
And there's a cliff there's a raging water right below
我相信他们从高空往下掉的时候他们里面充满了困惑
And I trust that as they were falling out of the nest they were full of fear
What happened 什么事情发生了猪你们怎么搞的把我们给丢出来了
They're probably askingWhat happened? Why are you throwing us out of the nest?
所以他们开始在那里挣扎，想要在那里飞的时候。
And as they were struggling, trying to fly.
他们可能还不会飞。
And perhaps they didn't know how to fly.
但是他们在那里挣扎着学习飞。
But as they were struggling, they were learning how to fly.
就眼看着他们快掉到石头、掉到地上的时候。
And right before they're about to crash.
他突然发现他父母亲的翅膀在他底下把他又接起来了。
And they discover all of a sudden there are wings that are spread that pick them up and they begin to soar.
我实在没有 Brother Ernest 的表演天才。
I do not have the ability to perform as Brother Ernie.
我相信他讲的你们一辈子都没办法忘。
And I trust the things that his illustration, they're forever vivid in your mind.
我不知道老鹰会不会出汗，但是他至少就，差一点掉到地上粉身碎骨。
And I don't know if this eagle actually sweated, and she was like, well, almost, my chicks almost died. My goodness.
把它带起来。
But yet, it soared.
好舒服。
So comfortable.
然后在爸爸妈妈的肩膀翅膀上面多舒服、啊。
My mom and dad's wings is so comfortable here.
哇，宇宙这么漂亮，原来在鸟窝里面看不出来。
My goodness, the world is beautiful. I couldn't have seen it in the nest.
山谷水流都在底下。
And all the mountains, all the trees, and the flowing water.
他正在那里感谢，正在那里享受的时候。
And as he began to be thankful, as he's beginning to enjoy all of this.
哪里晓得他妈妈爸爸 make a U-turn?
All of a sudden, mom and dad makes a U-turn. And they take it off.
不是360度180度的
180 not 360 they took
全部又开始掉下来了
All of a sudden the chick starts to fall again
他们又在想说到底发生什么事情
And they're probably thinking again what's going on
在他们在那里挣扎在那里挣扎
And they're struggling and they're struggling
弟兄姊妹这叫做如鹰搅动鹰巢
And this is what it means when the eagle stirs its nest
这是爸爸妈妈在训练它
Because mom and dad is beginning to train the chicks
弟兄姊妹这个景象我跟于师母在1980年的时候在 New Mexico
In 1980, Pastor Nancy and I, we personally saw this scene.
我们开车经过那里到 Arizona 到德州的南部的时候，那边有很多那种很大的那个磐石哈，印第安人住的地方。
And we were going through New Mexico and going toward Texas, and we saw these big cliffs that were in the desert.
在一个大磐石底下，我们坐在那边，这个我们是留学生，一起开车出去玩，吃自己做的这个 tuna fish sandwich.
We were just students in those days and we were traveling and we were just eating a sandwich that we made the tuna fish sandwich
看见那个鸟我们原来以为它在欺负那个小鸟
and originally we thought some big bird was you know trying to hurt or harm these smaller birds
哪里晓得它真的到它底下就把它给接起来
not realizing really this big eagle literally went underneath the chick and picked them up
弟兄姊妹这个让我们感动就是神亲自引导我们，教育我们。
Brothers, we're so moved to realize this is the way God Himself comes and teaches and trains us.
第九节的神是我们喜欢的神。
Verse 9 is the God that we all delight in.
第九节的神充满了对神爱的描述。
And He is a description of a God of love for us.
在旷野、荒凉、野兽、吼叫之地，他来遇见我们，他环绕我们，看顾我们，保护我们，如同保护眼中的瞳仁。
Verse 9 again, like in the wasteland, the howling wilderness, He encircles us, He instructs us, He protects us as the apple of His eyes.
但是我再要说，第九节的神就是第十节的神，第十节的神就是第九节。
And I want to say again and again that the God of this verse 10 is the same God of verse 11.
第九节神讲出了神的爱，第十节的神人就在讲神的爱。
And these two verses both speaks of the love of God.
爸爸妈妈知道有一天他们要走的。
One day, mom and dad knows that they're going to leave.
他也知道他的孩子不能永远住在鸟窝里。
And they know that their chicks can't forever just live their lives in that nest.
不光只是为了他可以生存下去。
And not just for the sake that they may survive.
而是他里面的生命是鹰的生命。
But they know that the life within them is the life of an eagle.
老鹰被称为禽兽的王，不是飞禽的王。
And the eagles has been called the king.Of birds.
动物的王是狮子，我们都知道。
And we know that the king of beasts is the lion.
那这个鸟禽的王是 eagle.
The eagle is is given the title the king among birds.
它里面有一个尊贵属天的生命，那是不一样的生命。
There's a royalty. There's a life within it that's very, very different from all the birds.
怎么可以天天啊，这个窝在一个鸟窝里面不出来
？How can you just stay at home and be stuck in a nest and not come out?
弟兄姊妹，他的父母。不能够容许他的孩子是这样的。
So his parents would not allow them to live the rest of their lives that way.
因为在他里面所承受的生命是伟大的生命。
Because the life that they have inherited is a wonderful and great life.
弟兄姊妹，这就是今天神在我们身上做的事情。
But this is exactly what God is doing in our lives.
我们软弱的疲倦呢，他知道他会供应我们。
We are weak, we're tired. He understands. He will be our supply.
我们真有危险的时候，他一定伸手保护我们。
We are in true danger, real danger. He will stretch out and save us.
他保护我们像保护眼中的瞳仁一样。
Know that he will save us as the apple of his own eye.
但是弟兄姊妹，他在这里更是亲自引导训练我们。
But he personally comes to lead and to train us up.
教我们怎么飞。
To teach us how to soar.
教我们在仇敌来的时候，我怎样能够起来翱翔。
That we may know when the enemy comes, how can I just soar and take off?
教我怎样在这样子的一个世代的里面，我能够不仅生存，能够活得好。
That in this time, in this generation, I don't just simply survive, but I can thrive.
让我能够真正的翱翔在天的境界里面。
That I can truly soar in the heavenly realms.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得前途看不清楚吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you feel that your future is unknown to you?
你飞起来，你就看清楚了。
If you're able to soar, then you can see.
当我们在地的时候
when you're on the ground,
当我们在平面的时候
when you're on the plane,
任何一个拦阻都可以遮住你的对前面的了解
every single obstacle can stop you from understanding what's behind it
对不对一个房子一个墙 Brother Ernie 站在你前面你都看不到前面
a building, a wall, Brother Ernie stands in front of you, you can't see what's behind you or what's in front of you
我不知道那个喝醉酒的人怎么敢说 you want a fight?
I never understood when you told the story when a drunkard told you, do you want to fight?
哎，那么高大的，他真的喝醉酒了哈，真的喝醉酒。
He's probably truly, truly drunk.
弟兄姊妹，任何东西都遮蔽我们。
Anything could blind us.
可是当我们属天的时候
，But when we are heavenly,
我们真的像以弗所书第二章与神的儿子一同坐在天上。从天往下看的时候
and as it is spoken of in Ephesians chapter 2 we are seated with Christ in the heavenly place in the heavenlies we can look down from above
你会知道神在做什么
you now all of a sudden discover you know what God is doing
我讲约伯记的时候特别说永远不要透过苦难去看神要透过神来看我们的苦难
when I was sharing through the book of Job I said never look at God through your trials but look at your trials through the eyes of God
你从你现在的 trial 从你现在的困难从你现在的生病疾病软弱里面你要去看神你有时候会不知道神到底到哪里去
if you look and try to understand God through your trials your difficulties and the things that you need to endure you begin to question God where are you
但是当我们被带到天上我们从神角度来看的时候
But if you're taken into heaven and you begin to look at all the same things from God's perspective, now you understand.
就算我们没有答案
you see, even I still don't have an answer.
我们这种遇见神的经历会让我们胜过这一切。
And our experience of meeting God will help us to overcome all of these things.
所以当约伯失迷的时候，神用旋风把他带到，神在旋风中向他显现。
So when Job was completely lost, the Lord spoke to him in a whirlwind.
虽然旋风是这样子绕，你不知道你的方向在哪，但是你会被带起来。
In the midst of a whirlwind, you feel like you're lost. You don't know where you're facing, but you're taken up.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你疲倦吗
？Brothers, are you tired?
你觉得那个山翻不过去，这个难处太大了吗
？Do you feel like the mountain is too high? This difficulty is too great.
啊，老鹰要爬过一个，不是一只母鸡要爬过一个山，多累啊
！For a hen to climb a mountain, you can imagine how difficult it is for her.
你再去看看我们这次的大会手册，老鹰要飞过山岭太容易了。
Now look at the cover page of your handbook. It's so easy for an eagle to just fly over a mountain.
从这座山岭到那座山岭，那个母鸡不知道要花多少功夫，路上可能就被吃掉了。
One peak of the mountain to the other peak along its journey may be easily devoured.
老鹰咻过去了
But the eagle shoo, just flies over.
我不晓得中文英文有这么多地方一样的 Anyway,
it's common language in Chinese and English.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在训练我们飞。
Brothers and sisters, God is training us how to fly.
所以我们不要灰心，好不好？
So do not despair.
当神在训练我们飞的时候，
So when God is teaching us how to fly,
我们有的时候会疲倦，我们有的时候会惶恐，我们有的时候会不知道怎么回事。
A lot of time we're tired, we're fearful, we're wondering, God, what's going on?
但是神要为那些经验过的人生出平安，就是义，就是我们的生命被改变。
But God wants to produce peace for those who has experienced such things.
我们的力量被改变。
Our strength is now changed.
刚才伯弟兄讲到的时候，一再讲墓志铭、墓志铭、墓志铭、墓碑，好，他连自己墓碑都写了。
Our brother Bo was sharing this morning. He was talking about Reverend Hill, and he actually, our brother Bo actually has a phrase that he's ready for his tombstone.
那个他特别提到 Reverend Hill 这位老弟兄，在他83岁的时候，我跟于师母有机会坐在底下听他讲道。
Our brother Reverend Hill, when he was 83, Pastor Nancy and I had the privilege of sitting there to listen to him preach.
他刚刚在墓碑上写的那句话我很感动哈。他说你现在我们所活的事情值不值得耶稣为我们死。
I was very moved by the sharing this morning. Our brother Reverend Hill on his tombstone, he wrote these words. Are the things you are living for worth Christ dying for?
我想起这位白发苍苍的老仆人83岁在讲道的时候。
When I remember this elderly brother, his hair is completely gray and he's standing there sharing.
他讲到他的一个带领他的弟兄陶树弟兄。
He spoke of a brother that led him.
他们也是很亲密的同工。
And is a very intimate co-worker with him.
陶树弟兄60多岁就被主接去了。
He was taken to the Lord in his 60s.
他说当陶树弟兄要被主接去之前他生重病的时候。
Right before this brother was taken to the Lord, he was severely ill.
Roger Raymond Hill 就跟主一直哭求，他说主 take me, 留下我的弟兄。
Brother Raymond Hill kept crying out to the Lord and said, Lord, take me instead, let my brother stay.
主你让我走，你把我的弟兄留下来，因为这个世界，这个世代需要他。
He said, Lord, take me.Let my brother stay because just this generation needs my brother.
弟兄姊妹，当他讲的时候，带着眼泪讲，我们听的时候，我们的眼泪都下来。
He said these words with tears, and as we were listening to it, we were moved with emotions.
弟兄姊妹，神家需要有一些被神得着的器皿。
Brothers, the Lord's house needs vessels that are laid hold by God.
是真正被神亲自教导，神真正培养出来的。
Those who truly been taught by God, those who've been trained by God.
这个世代是快速下降的一个世代。
We live in a generation that's falling rapidly.
整个全面性的堕落和失明。
And the fall is holistically, the worldwide, we're completely blind.
弟兄姊妹，我们不光在这里享受神的恩典。
We are here not simply enjoying God's grace.
我们要在这里接受神在我们身上属天的教育。
We need to come and receive God's heavenly education and training on us.
让我们不仅仅知道在恩典中长进，享受它。
Not only do we grow in the grace of God and when we enjoy God.
也在他每一天His all and in all, 他亲自的教导里面让我们能够飞起来。
And to truly understand that Christ is all and in all, that in each day we may soar and we may fly.
带着神儿女们，陪着神儿女们，我们一起来面对这个世代的挑战。
To walk along, brothers and sisters, the children of God, that we together will face the challenges of our times.
我们不管聚会，不管上课，不管读经，不管生活任何的小事情，我们都求神得着我们，教育我们。
Whether we are in meetings, whether we're in school, whether we are in fellowship, we pray that in all these things, God, you come and train us up.
我们能够把最好的来献给他。
So that, Lord, we would give you our utmost.
格里汉的姊妹 Ruth, 她很早以前还没死掉以前，她也写好她的墓碑。
Brother Billy Graham's wife, Ruth Graham, before she died, she also had words on for her tombstone.
Construction is over. Thank you for your patience.
And the word says, construction is over. Thank you for your patience.
工程终于结束了，谢谢你们在我身上的耐心。
Again, the construction is finally over. Thank you all for being patient.
弟兄姊妹 we are not over yet.
Brothers and sisters, we are not over yet.
我还在这边，你们也还在我眼前，我们彼此学哈。
I am still here. You are still before me. So we're learning together.
神借着你造就我，神借着我造就你。
God's edifying me through you, and God is edifying you through me.
但是那个真正引导我们的是耶和华神独自引导他。
But the one who truly leads us is the one is God Himself.
是主在教导我们。
God is teaching us.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus.And believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.